Happy Monday morning, Mayor.
Oh, good morning, Tom. How are you doing?
Good, good. I'm hoping to see more numbers in Jackson County like we did last week. Carbondale, you know, you've been dealing with it from a city ordinance standpoint. First, an ordinance for masks if you're in town, and then urging from the city council and you for employers to make sure the employees are wearing masks.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's paying off for us. Our numbers are down. They're really, really good. I think I looked yesterday, and we have, of all the cases we've had, I think we only have about less than 100 that are active cases, people have recovered.
In Jackson County, 40. 40 active cases, I checked yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I didn't want to underquote the number because I couldn't remember quite for sure. But
well, with Jackson County yesterday, it was, Mr. Mayor, two new positive cases, 424 deaths total to date in the county with 40 active cases being monitored.
Yeah, there you go.
So and I wondered about this because you being this shopping central location for Jackson County, whether this mask ordinance should be given credit for the lower positive test numbers because so many people come to Carbondale from across Jackson County.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we reinforced the mask ordinance with a local ordinance to wear masks whenever you're in a store. Anytime in public when you can't maintain social distancing, you should be wearing a mask, even at drive-through windows.
Is there a fine for employers who don't have their employees wear masks?
It can be $500 to $750.
So the governor in town last week talking about the census, how's Carbondale doing? Because I'd seen some numbers that lead me to be a little concerned about it.
Yeah, I'm concerned about it too. We're just, we're not even at 60% counted yet. And we've, of course, the deadline is the 31st of this month. It's just three or four days away. And that's the reason the governor was here. He's visiting some other places down here, but to encourage that count, you know. And, you know, it's interesting, just a real quick number. For every person that we count, we can anticipate $1,400 of state and federal assistance in one form or another per person. So for the next 10 years, that's $14,000 per person. And multiply that by your population, and then you're in the tens, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, I did it with some economic multipliers, and I came up with numbers that could range as high as $123 million.
Yeah, exactly.
Just kind of fooling around.
It's very important to get counted, and, you know, some people are concerned about law enforcement getting access to the figures, to the data, and or immigration services, and neither one of those agencies can do that. They're not allowed to access it, but still people don't trust the government. And unfortunately, we have a lot of folks aren't reporting because of that, or not a lot, but some folks who aren't reporting because of those things.
So. Right. So when it comes to the census, how much of this is about SIU students who may be online educating?
Well, our you know, student enrollment is way down, whether they're here or not, compared to 10 years ago. And we've got, at last I knew, we've got about 30% of our student enrollment that is 100% online. And we've got another 40% or something that is a hybrid of online and in class. And then the rest of them are in class or on campus. But so that makes an effect. Now, they can, wherever they are, they have to register where they are at the time of the census. So they can register here as they're going if they're living here in Carbondale or Southern Illinois. So SIU did a big push to get the students to do that, and I think they have figured out, the census folks were working on just over the weekend, if there's a way to change their address if they started the census at April at home and want to change to down here. And the census people are, I think they have a handle on that, on the way that can be done. But I haven't, like I said, I haven't heard from them yet this week. So
documents from the Department of economic and opportunity has Carbondale eligibility at $1,068,536 in cure funds for COVID mitigation. Are you going to be issuing a certificate to the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity for some of those funds, for the cure funds?
Yes. Yes, we are. And we're going to, it may already be in there because we're staying on top of all those things and trying to gather all the resources we can.
Any idea how much you're going to be asking for of that $1 million
plus? You know, I don't, Tom. I really don't know how much.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about that. So if we can make, as time goes by, because that's a running figure. There's some legal action going on between Carbondale and a bar, the Saluki Bar and Levels. I think a judge ordered some rulings on Friday. Is there anything you can tell me about this legal action between Carbondale and this facility?
Well, it's really difficult to talk about now because it is both sides are suing the other side. So I really can't talk about it very much now. But
can you tell me what
started with a what we decided was a violation that caused me to issue an order to withdraw their license. That's how it started. So, but all that is in litigation now. So,
all right. Well, when I was looking at some of the statements issued by the lawyer for this in this business, it seemed like they don't know what it's about. I mean, they literally don't know why they've not been allowed to reopen.
Yeah, I think that's a joke. Frankly, they know exactly what's going on.
You are.
It's impossible not to know what's going on.
So, are you you and the rest of the city council already looking for a new police chief?
We have not started a formal search yet, and to my knowledge, we haven't had anybody just step up and say they'd like to have the position. So, Chief Grubbs' last day will be the 31st, and he's available until then. So, we just really haven't gotten there yet. We're going to let him get his term run out and start taking his vacations and all this stuff he wants to do. So we'll figure out what we're going to do. It's going to be a tough position to fill, big shoes.
Right, and not much time to really get it done either. You're probably going to have an interim then.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I would imagine so.
Okay.
Yeah, he's Chief Grubbs is coming up on 25 years.
Yeah, I remember.
Or he's got 25 years. He's coming up on 26, I think.
I remember meeting him when he was relatively new to the force. I do.
Yeah.
You know, another item here, COVID-19, the effect on businesses. Are you looking at numbers already and saying this is the way our budget next year is going to have to run if this is what we're seeing for revenue? Are you in that process?
We're in the process. We don't have a lot of real hard numbers from the state yet, as far as because the collection of sales taxes and so on and so forth runs a little bit behind, and we really don't have good numbers on all those tax revenues that we can get. So, but we know it's going to be significant. I mean, it's a very, very significant hit to our budget. And our we have two budgets really. One is funded by water sewer fees, that kind of thing, and both these budgets are around $20 to $25 million, and the other operating budget is funded by taxes, and that one we feel like we're going to take a 20% hit. It could be more than that,
and at the same time taking over some debt from the park district.
Yes. Yeah. And we're really not going to take over any debt, but we're going to have to spend money caring for the parks.
Right, the financial liability of owning it in the first place, but not taking over the debt. Well, who will take that over?
The park district has to fulfill their debt. I mean, they have almost all their debt is tied to property taxes that they levy, so they have to, you know, they have to pay the debt down. They have to pay it off. So, and I can't foresee them reducing their tax levies. That's the unfortunate part of this whole thing.
Yeah. Any idea how much we're talking about here when it comes to taxpayers paying it?
No, I don't have that number. Sorry.
Mike Henry is the Carbondale mayor. Mike, you know, you've got your hands full. You've had your hands full before, but, you know, with gun violence, COVID-19, student enrollment, the effects on business of the pandemic, your hands are pretty full.
Yeah. Fortunately, I'm not alone, but myself and the other council members are doing the best we can do to get through this. And, you know, we have a good staff, too, at the city. And so they're working hard trying to get this stuff done.